بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. So as mentioned previously, Shaykhana Shaykh Khalid bin Dahwi al-Dhafiri, حفظه الله ورعاه, he wanted to participate in the Dawra along with us by way of a live lecture. However, he had another obligation that he had to attend to. So therefore, he opted to send the recording of his talk to us. So we're going to play that recording now and then give the live translation after it finishes playing. It's a short audio, it's not very long, less than 10 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, and then the translation will come thereafter. So here is our Sheikh Khalid bin Dahwi al-Dhafiri from the Mashaykh of Kuwait.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man ittaba'a hudahu, amma ba'd. أحياكم الله إخوة الكرام، أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد، وأن يزيدنا علما، وأن يجعل ما علمنا حجة لنا لا علينا، وأن يورثنا عملا بهذا العلم. إخواني في الله، لا شك أن من أفضل العبادات التي يتقرب بها العبد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى هو العلم وطلب العلم والاجتهاد فيه وقراءة القرآن وفهمه وتدبر كتاب الله عز وجل والنظر في تفسيره وقراءة سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والنظر في معاني أحاديث رسول الله وشروحها وما فيها من الأحكام والفقه والآداب وغير ذلك عبر كتب أهل العلم الأئمة الناصحين. فالعلم وطلبه مما أمر الله عز وجل بسلوكه والأخذ به والاجتهاد فيه، بل أمر نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يسأل الله عز وجل المزيد، وقل ربي زدني علما. وذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أن أهل العلم لما درسوا العلوم وعرفوها وفهموا كتاب الله وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى صاروا علماء هم أكثر الناس خشية، والله عز وجل يرفعهم درجات في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا والذين أوتوا العلم درجات، يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. والله سبحانه وتعالى قال: إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. العلماء هم أهل الخشية، وهم أهل التقوى، وهم أهل الخوف من الله عز وجل بسبب اجتهادهم في معرفة ربهم وآياته وصفاته وأحكامه وشرعه. والعبد كلما عرف ربه أكثر كلما كان له أخشى وأتقى وأخوف. العلم مرتبط بسلوك العبد، كلما اجتهد في المعرفة والعلم اقترب إلى ربه في الطاعات، هذه هي ثمرة العلم. وأخبر نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من أعظم علامات إرادة الخير للعبد من الله سبحانه وتعالى أنه يسلك طريق العلم، كما جاء في الصحيح من حديث معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين أو يفهمه في الدين. فسلوك طريق العلم هو أعظم العلامات على أن هذا العبد أراد الله عز وجل به الخير، إذا طلب العلم لوجه الله عز وجل وكان مخلصا لله سبحانه وتعالى، لا يريد بذلك رياء ولا سمعة ولا لفتة أوجه الناس إليه ولا طلب الشهرة، إنما يريد وجه الله عز وجل، يريد طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالعلم حاله كحال العبادات الأخرى، لا بد فيها من الإخلاص والاتباع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يكون على بصيرة. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. فهكذا هم أهل العلم وطلاب العلم، يكونون على بصيرة، يكونون على إخلاص لله سبحانه وتعالى. نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي هريرة وأبي الدرداء وغيرهم أنه قال: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. وتسهيل طريق الجنة هنا بالمرور على الصراط إلى الجنة، وكذلك في الدنيا بأن ييسر الله عز وجل له من العلوم ومن الأعمال ما يزيده قربة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. وكلما ازداد علما كلما فتح الله عليه من الخير والبركات والعمل الصالح والعلم النافع بسبب اجتهاده في العلم وسبب اجتهاده وصبره على القراءة وعلى التعلم وعلى فهم كتاب الله ومدارسة سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بل أخبر عليه الصلاة والسلام أن هذا العلم هو ميراث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديثه أن من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة، وإن الملائكة لا تضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع، وإن فضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب، وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما وإنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذ به أخذ بحظ وافر. فالذي يسلك طريق العلم والذي سلك ميراث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. جاء أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى الناس في السوق فقال هلموا ميراث رسول الله يوزع في المسجد، وظنوا أنه شيء من الدنيا، فذهب الناس. فلما جاءوا رجعوا إلى أبي هريرة ما وجدوا شيئا، فقالوا له يا أبا هريرة لم نجد شيئا. قال ماذا وجدتم؟ قال أناس يقرؤون القرآن وأناس حلق يقرؤون القرآن ويتدارسون العلم. وقال رضي الله تعالى عنه هذا ميراث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالعلم خصوصا في عصر الفتن من أعظم أسباب السلامة والنجاة من الفتن والمحن والشهوات والشبهات. فكلما ازداد الإنسان علما ازداد بعدا وثبات، ازداد بعدا عن الفتن وثباتا على الحق والسنة. وأوصيكم أيها الكرام بأن تأخذوا العلم من مصادره الصحيحة، وأن ترتبطوا بأهل العلم الكبار، فإن الارتباط بالعلماء الكبار وأخذ العلم عنهم والمعين الصافي، لأنه ارتبط بكتاب الله وبصحيح سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فخذوا العلم عنهم واقرأوا كتبهم واستمعوا لدروسهم، فهذا من أعظم أيضا أسباب السلام. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبتنا وإياكم على الحق والسنة، وأن يثبتنا وإياكم على طريق العلم وطلبه. الله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد، وجزاكم الله خيرا.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. فالشيخ خالد بن ضحري الظفيري حفظه الله ورعاه، he began saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He prayed Allah عز وجل and beseeched Allah to send the salat and salam upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and his companions and those who follow them in excellence as to proceed. The Shaykh mentioned, Hayakum Allah, my dear, my noble brothers, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and for you to have tawfiq and uprightness, and to increase us in knowledge, and to make that which we learn to be a proof for us and not a proof against us, and to aid us in acting upon this knowledge. He said, my brothers, for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, without doubt, from the greatest of all acts of worship with which we can draw near to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is ilm, is knowledge itself, and seeking or striving to acquire knowledge, and striving in doing so, reciting the book of Allah azza wa jalla, striving to understand it and contemplate over the book of Allah, and likewise looking into and examining tafsir of the Quran, and studying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, studying the meanings of the hadith of Allah's Messenger, reading the explanations, looking into the rulings that can be extracted from them, fiqh, manners, and so on and so forth, by way of the books of the people of knowledge and the advising imams. Knowledge and seeking it as Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has commanded with traversing upon this path and taking it and striving hard in doing so. And the Prophet alayhi wasalam, he used to make dua to Allah Azawajal to increase his knowledge. For he would say, "Oh Allah, increase me in ilm, increase me in knowledge." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his book that the people of knowledge are such that whenever they study knowledge and acquire knowledge, they know it and understand the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they understand the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they become scholars, then they, at that point, have the most fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala, he mentions how he increases the ulama in levels, in the dunya as well as the akhirah. As Allah ta'ala said inside of his book, that Allah raises those who believe amongst you and those who have been given knowledge in darajat. He raises them in levels. Likewise, Allah ta'ala mentioned inside of his book, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. It is only amongst those slaves of Allah ta'ala who have knowledge, who truly fear him. Meaning, from the slaves of Allah tabarik wa ta'ala, and the ulama, they are the people of khashya. So the ulama are people of khashya and fear of Allah tabarik wa ta'ala. And they are the people of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the people of true awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their striving to know their Lord and to know his ayat and to know his attributes, know the rulings that he has sent down and know his legislation. So the more the slave knows his Lord, the more fear and taqwa and awe of Allah ta'ala he's going to have. For knowledge, it is connected to the servant's character. And knowledge has a connection and a direct effect upon the character, the suluk of the individual. He says, and so the more he endeavors to seek knowledge and draw near to his Lord by way of acting upon that knowledge and doing acts of obedience, for action rather, it is the fruit of ilm. As the Prophet Muhammad mentioned, alayhi wasalam, now he has informed us from the greatest signs that Allah Ta'ala he wants good for an individual is that he places him upon the path of knowledge. As has come in the authentic narration from the hadith of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever Allah wants good for, he gives him fiqh and understanding of the religion. Meaning that he makes him understand the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hence, traversing upon the path to knowledge, it is amongst the greatest signs that Allah Ta'ala wants good for an individual. Meaning that if he seeks that knowledge for the faith of Allah Ta'ala, and he seeks it being sincere for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he does not intend by way of that riyah, showing off, nor sum'ah, meaning seeking to be heard or heard about, nor ostentation, or to turn the faces of the people towards himself, nor to seek fame, shuhrah. Rather, he is only seeking the face of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he only desires obedience to Allah azza wa jal. So knowledge, it is just like other acts of ibadah. It is just like other acts of worship. Meaning that sincerity, ikhlas, and the tiba' following of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is required in seeking knowledge. So therefore, in order, by way of that, one can be upon basira, can be upon clear insight. Allah ta'ala mentioned inside of his book, say, indeed, this is my path. I call unto Allah Azza wa Jal upon basira, me and likewise those who follow me. He says, so this is how the people of knowledge are. And the students of knowledge as well should be the same way. Upon basira, upon clear insight in their religious affairs. Upon sincerity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet alayhi wasalam is mentioned, as is come in the hadith of Abu Huraira, likewise Abu Darda, and others among the Sahaba, that he said, whoever traverses upon a path in which he is seeking knowledge, Allah shall make smooth for him a path from the paths of paradise. He said the meaning of the making smooth a path to the paths of paradise here is that by way of his passing upon the sirat, and when he passed upon the sirat, yawm al-qiyamah, then that passing will be a smooth passing, inshallah ta'ala. Also, and as some of the scholars have mentioned, and in the dunya, Allah Ta'ala will make the affair easy upon him from ulum and learning the various sciences of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, which will increase him in nearness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the more the servant increases in knowledge, the more Allah Ta'ala will open for him the paths of goodness, blessings, and good deeds, and beneficial knowledge due to his striving for him. And likewise, his patience upon reading, his patience upon studying, his patience upon understanding the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and studying the sunnah. Rather, the Prophet alayhi wasalam, he informed that this knowledge, barakallahu fikum, this knowledge it is the inheritance of the Anbiya. It is the inheritance of the Prophets. As he mentioned in the aforementioned hadith, after saying that whoever traverses a path seeking knowledge, Allah should make smooth for him a path of paradise, and the angels, they flap their wings out of pleasure regarding what the student of knowledge is partaking in. Indeed, the fadl and the virtue of the scholar over the abid, over the worshipper, is like that of the moon over the rest of the celestial bodies. And indeed, the scholars, they are the inheritors of the Prophets. For the Prophets, they leave behind neither dinar nor dirham, but rather they leave behind ilm, knowledge. So that whoever grabs that knowledge, he has grabbed indeed a large portion. So therefore, the individual who seeks knowledge, he traverses upon the path of acquisition of the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this reason, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the people while they were in the marketplace. And he said to the people, "O people, indeed the inheritance of Allah's messenger is being handed out and distributed in the masjid. So go get it." So the people, they left, believing that they would find something from the dunya, money and the likes of this. But when they get there, they didn't find any of that. So they came back to Abu Huraira. And they said, "Oh, Abu Huraira, we didn't find anything from what you mentioned of an inheritance being handed out." Abu Huraira said, "What did you see there?" They said that we saw hilaq, we saw circles in which the people were reciting the book of Allah, and circles wherein they were studying knowledge. He said that this is the inheritance of Allah's Messenger, alayhi salam. So knowledge, especially in times of fitan, it is amongst the greatest means to safety and security from fitan and tribulations, desires and doubts. So the more one increases in knowledge, the more distant he will be from fitan. And the more distant he will be from tribulation. And the more firm he will be upon the haq and the sunnah. So therefore, I advise you, my noble brothers, to take knowledge from the sound sources and to stay connected to the senior scholars. Because remaining connected to the senior scholars, taking knowledge from them, this is the pure spring by way of which we can seek and acquire knowledge. For it is connected to the book of Allah and the authentic sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam. So therefore, take knowledge from them, meaning from the senior scholars. Read their books, listen to their lessons, for this is also amongst the greatest means to safety and salvation. Ask Allah Ta'ala to make me and you firm upon the haqq and the sunnah, and to make us firm upon the path of knowledge and seeking that knowledge, and Allah Ta'ala's best. And so he concluded here, هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وخير دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.